You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Rachel was a year older when I was in the second grade. I thought she might know everything. I took her word like a golden ring.
Hey, we're talking to Lucy Dacus today.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, really good. Well, I just wanted to start off by saying that I'm such a huge fan.
And, aw, thank you.
And I just wanted to thank you for creating such beautiful music that makes so many of us feel just a little bit less alone.
Aw, that is so sweet. Thank you for caring.
You're welcome. And your album that you released last year, Home Video, it was written referencing some childhood home videos and diaries, which is such a great way to write some music. And your most recent single, Kissing Lessons, was also very nostalgic. I was wondering if that was written in a similar way to the album, with similar inspirations, or was it like a different experience?
It's actually the first song that I wrote for the record. Kissing Lessons came first. I didn't end up putting it on the record because it's just much cuter than the rest of Home Video. Like, Home Video ended up in a place that was a little more, I don't know, a little more contemplative, whereas Kissing Lessons is just like a fun story. I'm glad we got to put it out like during this album cycle though, because it really started like the train of thought that wrote the rest of the song.
It's so good. I love it so much. And the music video is amazing too.
Thanks.
I know that you went to film school for a brief period. Do you think that helped you with like coming up with ideas for music videos and such?
Yeah, I think that going to film school and subsequently dropping out was really good for me. I think about songs cinematically, and probably even more than the songs, like the sounds. Film has so many elements to support the message, and you kind of get the feeling based off of like an aggregate sum of like what you see, what you hear, what people are saying, what their facial expression is, like whether there's music or not, all the lighting, everything is speaking at once. And so in music, you know, you don't see it, but like there's what I'm saying, but then there's how I'm saying it, and then there's like what's the tone of the guitars underneath it, like is it an up-tempo song or a down-tempo song. So the meaning is sort of like not just what the lyrics are, but everything else.
Yeah, and I mean, having the album called Home Video is a really good homage to that.
Yeah, and my dad took home videos while I was growing up, so like I knew that I wanted to like honor that he did all of that work of like capturing my life, and now I'm like still trying to capture my life.
Yeah, it's like you're continuing it. It's awesome.
You called me cerebral, I didn't know what you meant, but now I do. Would it have killed you to call me pretty instead? I'm in a second story window and you're yelling at me, Stella, and I'm laughing cause you think you're Brando, but you'll never come close.
The track Brando is filled with references to some classical films. What's like your favorite classical film?
Oh, I feel like it's so boring, but like Casablanca or Citizen Kane, those are both, they're classics for a reason. I really like It Happened One Night as well, and then it's French, but Les Enfants du Paradis, like Children of Paradise, that movie is just so high drama, beautiful, romantic.
All the good things.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited for your upcoming shows. And the last time you came to New Zealand was in... Yeah, I know, I'm so excited. The last time you came to New Zealand was in 2019, and obviously a lot has happened since then, both globally, but also you've had new releases and you've grown heaps, both as an artist and in your audience. How have these crazy years impacted your approach to music and touring? And what are some things you've missed?
Oh, I've missed everything, and I'm so grateful to be coming back. I think that people are so hungry for connection, having to be apart for so long. So the shows are amazing. I feel that it matters to people. Like, people aren't just showing up because it's like the trendy music of the hour. Like, I'm noticing like a lot of people at the shows, it feels very important to people, and it's important to me too. I think that that's pretty evident. I have a hard time concealing how I feel, so I often gush on stage and thank people for showing up, especially when it's like kind of a risk to show up. Everyone in our crowd still wears masks because I asked them to. I don't even go to that many shows as a viewer just because, you know, I'm still trying to be careful. So I appreciate like everybody who is staying safe and still showing up.
Yeah, it definitely is a testament to how much people care for live music and need it. You also toured on a couch recently. How was that?
Yeah. Well, the reason that I was doing that is because I have two herniated discs and I had a flare-up, so I was in immense pain. It wasn't just like a bit.
No.
But people really embraced it, and it kind of like fit the theme of home video, just to have like a couch. Like, it felt like a living room, and like you sit on the couch to watch videos. It kind of worked. I'm glad it did, so we didn't have to cancel more shows, but I'm definitely not trying to incorporate the couch unless I'm handicapped.
It's good that it all turned out all right.
Yeah.
Going to sleep, your mind keeps you awake, and it makes your heart beat fast and loud. There's nothing you can do, but the only thing you found, playing Slayer at full volume, helps to count.
Something that I think so many of us adore about your music is the way that you like will pop a sneaky shred into an otherwise softer song, like in VBS and Night Shift. Do you go into these songs knowing that you want to add that sudden contrast into them, or like does it happen more naturally through the songwriting process?
I think it happens naturally. Like, I write the song first and I think about the arrangement after, and often the lyric will dictate whether it makes sense. Like, in BBS, there's that Slayer line, and so I wanted the arrangement to kind of mimic the person who's like listening to Slayer really loud. And in Night Shift, I just wanted, like, I'm repeating the line, like this realization. And at first, I come to it like really softly, but then it's like, no, this is powerful. And that's how I felt when I wrote it, because like I often don't know what I think until I write a song about it. And so writing that was like, oh my God, I actually think this and I believe this, that I can like get over this heartbreak. So second time through, I just knew it needed to like hit harder.
Yeah, it totally does. It just reiterates the point. I think that's why that song's such an especially amazing one.
Thank you.
Do you have a song that you is like one of your favorites that you've written?
I think Triple Dog Dare is my favorite that I've written, because it is more literary, and also I kind of like wrote an alternate ending to a true story. So like, that starts out as something that happened to me, and then like the last verse is fiction. And that felt really cool just as a writer to realize I'm allowed to do this. Part of telling my story is writing fiction and like telling it how I want to, and that feels really good.
The only open place at this time of night, you're dancing in the aisle, 'cause the radio is singing you a song you know.
You're quite like a fiction fan as well, with books and stuff I see on Instagram. And I was wondering, yep, what's your favorite book you've read this year? Or what are you currently reading?
Ooh, so this year, let me look back on my Goodreads. I finished the book that I was reading for a while and drawing out because it was so good, Gathering Moss by Robin Wall Kimmerer. She's an indigenous botanist, and it's like a science book, but it's so thoughtful and gentle and really connects you to the life of moss and what moss have to say about life in general. And she's just such a good writer. Her book Breeding Sweetgrass is one of my favorites, so I recommend her to anyone.
If we go back to your writing, you did a project with Julian Baker and Phoebe Bridges as Boy Genius, and all three of you are such beautiful songwriters in your own right. What was the process of making music with them like? Would one of you bring in a pre-written song, or did you all write collaboratively?
We each brought in a song, and then when we got to the studio, we had 4 days, and somehow we wrote and recorded another three songs and made a band. It was a big surprise to all of us, but yeah, we wrote together very easily because I think we understand each other and we all have similar metrics for success, and we all like the same type of imagery, and we all like each other's work, so it felt like a really trustworthy atmosphere.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful album. How does that differ to when you write your songs for your own albums?
When I'm writing with other people, I try to keep them in mind, and it sort of limits what I will say, which is actually really fun. I think limitations are really helpful and can help creativity instead of hinder it, and so it's sometimes even quicker to write with limitations, and with me, I just just kind of have to wait until something crystallizes, because like anything I write for myself is basically anything that interests me or like hasn't come up yet. Like I feel like the way I write is instinctual, so I can't really plan it the way that I can when there's somebody else's frame of mind to work within.
Yeah, because lots of your lyrics read a bit like a diary, and you can tell how, you know, raw they are and how you've written it. It's definitely just quite true to yourself and doesn't seem that you're really putting anything on, not giving yourself all the limitations.
Yeah, I'm not trying. I think that like whenever I try to be anything, it comes off like I'm trying too hard, you know? So I have to kind of wait for songs that feel effortless. So it's just kind of, I have no idea when I'm going to write the next song.
And is there anything that you wanted to talk about specifically? Like anything coming up that's exciting, or a bit more about the show and what we have in store for us?
I mean, we're playing a lot of home video, but we play some older stuff too, and my band is amazing. And I'm excited to see Pickle Darling. That was a recommendation from my roommate, and I'm really glad that they're up for playing.
Well, I'll see you at the shows.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Have a great day as well. Thank you so much for chatting.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God. Being back here makes me hot in the face. Hot blood in my pulsing veins. Heavy memories weighing on my brain. Hot and heavy in the basement of your parents' place. You used to be so sweet. Now you're a firecracker on a crowded street. Couldn't look away even if I wanted. Try to walk away, but I come back to the start.
I believe I had a hold on you. is Lucy Dacus with...
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.